Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Daniel K. Hertz is the director of housing for Impact for Equity. You may remember him as the former director of policy research and legislative affairs for the Chicago Department of Housing. Daniel, you've been around this issue for quite a few years, right?
Yeah, that's right. And thank you so much for having me. This definitely started to become a bigger and bigger issue in the years after the pandemic, which, you know, was when I was at the Department of Housing. So, yeah, been something people have been talking about for a minute now.
And in the article I read back then, when people were talking about it in 2019 during Lori Lightfoot's administration, the thought was you could build a unit, an apartment, for about $400,000, and now we know it's going to be closer to $750,000. That's a sizable jump.
Yeah, it's a huge jump. And as you and your listeners can imagine, funding has not increased by anything like that proportion. As costs increase, that means, you know, fewer units can get built, fewer homes, affordable homes get built.
And tell me who will have the opportunity to move into. Is it Encuentro Square?
Encuentro Square, yeah, which is a relatively new affordable development in Humboldt Park, right next to the 606 that the city helped to fund. I believe Encuentro is a mix of what's called low-income housing tax credit units, which just is one type of funding of affordable housing where there are income limits, but essentially the nonprofit property manager gets to do their own, you know, marketing and leasing for those units. And then some of the units are actually funded through the CHA, the Chicago Housing Authority, and there may be a CHA wait list for those units.
Oh, you can bet there's going to be a wait list. Anybody would like to move into a brand new building. The what's making news, and as you know, Daniel, is that Encuentro Square is costing $67.5 million to build. That breaks down to about $750,000 per apartment, and most people are thinking, well, my gosh, that's a lot of money for affordable housing. What factors into that cost?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, I mean, I think what's important is a huge amount of that. Well, two things. One is, this is a relatively new issue at this scale. I mean, as you said, just a couple of years ago, a typical cost for a building like that was about $400,000. One thing that has changed is since the pandemic, there has been, I mean, you know, individual families and households feel the effects of inflation, but actually construction cost inflation has been absolutely massive across the entire country in terms of materials, labor, obviously the tariffs that the current presidential administration is talking about are only going to add to that. And because many of these materials have to be imported. So, you know, one big piece of this is sort of Chicago is dealing with it the same way that everybody else in the country is dealing with it. You know, there are some things that, you know, may be specific to Chicago or the way that they happen are specific. So, you know, some people have pointed out that when, you know, the city builds affordable housing, it holds those buildings to higher standards in many ways than market rate housing. There's more accessible units there. The wages that people get paid to build them are often higher than the market, than market rate buildings. And, you know, all of these things, you know, they're all good things. They're things that people want, but they also cost money. And so it's really a question of trade-offs between one, between the money and the policy goals. And then, the last thing I would say is that, you know, the city has launched a cut the tape task force. And one of the things they're looking at is simplifying some of those rules that they don't
because
think
one of those
are
rules, I mean,
yeah.
One of the rules I have read that the Tribune reported is that to receive city funding for affordable housing projects, developers have to fill out an economic disclosure statement that asks if any project participant ever profited from slavery. But to determine that, that's got to take a lot of research. That's going to cost, many of us probably wouldn't know that. You'd have to go back some generations. Does that factor into the cost as well? Or is that part of the red tape they're going to cut?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that one question is on its own, but I think it's an example of the kinds of things. And economic disclosure statements can be, they ask that, they ask a lot of other things. And especially when you have any number of, this is not like, these projects are not like one developer, doing this all on their own.
Right.
A lot of different entities involved in these deals, and every one of them needs to fill that out. And, one of the other things is that because of the way we fund affordable housing in the United States, these deals generally have to have like 8 to 12 or even more different funding sources in them. And each one of those sources has its own stack of compliance paperwork, its own rules. And that just adds to the complexity. It adds to the time. You need to hire lawyers. And all of that adds up into costs.
And when will it be completed?
So Encuentro Square, I believe, opened either earlier this year or last year. So that one is completed.
So it's filled. It's ready to go. And so if it's successful and it does what it's intended to do, will there be more affordable housing built in Chicago? That's the goal, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, and there definitely will. The Department of Housing released this year, I think just this summer, their latest sort of request for proposals for funding the next round of affordable rental buildings all over the city. So I'm sure they'll get a bunch of proposals from all the nonprofit developers that do that work. The question will be, how much can they afford to do, and how do they, how do you make the resources that exist go as far as they can?
Yeah, it's very interesting. There's so many levels, and I hope that you'll come back on the show again one day, and we'll talk about equity and what is changing in Chicago and what needs to change.
I would love that. Thanks for having me today.
Daniel K. Hertz, Director of Housing for Impact for Equity.